Better. Okay, maybe while waiting for the rest, we will do the usual puja. So compose your mind, recall to mind great loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom of Lord Buddha. Then you pay respect with the sadha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinadana viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācārā viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmeraya majjhapamādatthāna viramane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to the Buddha and Kuan Yin. Okay, thank you. Sadhu. Okay, thank you. We will do the evening chanting. We wait for Yun Chan is here, good. Then we wait for Joyce. Okay, turn to page 9. We will chant the English version. Dedication of offering. Okay, we wait for Joyce to start then. Yuan Chan help. Wait for Joyce. Dedication of offering.
To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One, disciple, who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still have compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfect and enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One.
Okay, bow.
The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Blessed One, noble and perfectly enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. He, the Blessed One, is indeed the Pure One, the perfectly enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished One, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy.
Now let us chant the supreme praise to the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy One, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom, and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate Him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestowed blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. by my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future they may be restrained regarding the Sangha. Okay, we will do the closing homage, following the Thai tradition. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Buddha. No, there's a... Oh, sorry. Wait. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhamman Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ Namami. Okay. Good. We still got about 10 to 15 minutes before you start your meditation. Okay, I will do a quick one. Just some simple instruction so that those who just came in, at least you can actually follow. So this formal meditation will be sitting meditation, followed by mindfulness training via any of these, bowing, walking, or standing in contemplation. So you got 1 hour, 7 to 8. So what we do is, the instruction is exactly like just now I share with you all. That one is to help you all develop what they call the deconditioning for your heedless thinking mind, which has been so habitual for so long. That's why to decondition the heedless thinking, what you do is you train your mind to develop the mind sweeping method. Means you feel and you relax. No more thinking. Okay? So as you sweep down from your forehead down to your leg, you develop this ability to train your mind in two ways. First is, you don't think, you just feel, relax. Feel, relax. Then you sweep down. Sweep down means, you learn to be at the location you want the mind to be. You want it at the forehead, you stay at the forehead. You want it to be at the heart, you stay at the heart. So this mind sweeping method got twofold advantage. Decondition the heedless thinking so that you only feel, you relax. So the mind doesn't think. Then after that, it's trained to rest with awareness and attention at the place you want it to be. So after you have done it quite often, you realize that your mind, you don't have to follow the order. any order you can move, understand? From forehead you can move to your heart if you want to, or to your stomach, abdomen, or leg. So whichever you place your mind, you'll be aware there. Okay? So the key thing to meditation is, like I always said, the first thing is to train your mind to develop heedfulness. And heedfulness, you all have read through the notes. There are two parts to it. First is, you have to develop the training of mind to be in sati, mindful. So that training, you use a skillful means, is the mind sweeping method combined with metta that we use. Then after that, you have to stabilize this mindfulness by anchoring it to anapanasati. Okay? It's only after you have done the anapanasati, you become very stable, then only you can realize the silent mind. That silent mind is the beginning of meditation. When your mind is in sati, then only you can use this mind to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma, the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which means to use it to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, especially the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. So when you combine these two, it becomes heedfulness. Understand? So under the sutta, the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, the first foundation is Kaya Nupassana. Kaya Nupassana is mindfulness on this Kaya, this form. So the Buddha started Anapanasati. That's why I already trained you to develop this. Anapanasati is to stabilize the sati, the mindfulness. At the moment you can make this mind mindful and stable, then you have to start the second category of Kaya Nupassana practice. What is the second category? What is it? After Anapanasati is what? No, Vedana is the second foundation. Now it's first foundation. First foundation, there are six categories of practice. First one is Anapanasati. After that, what you do? After you have this sati already, what you do? The four posture, understand? You anchor it to the kaya by being aware of the four posture, the Buddha said. When you stand, you're aware. When you walk, you're aware. Don't note, understand? When you sit, you're aware. When you lie down, you're aware. But these are the four basic posture that human being always switch around. Then after this second category of practice, he said, you move on to the third one. He called it sati sampajana. Or what he called mindfulness and clear comprehension of all the connecting movement between these four posture, understand? That's why he called it the daily mindfulness. Means mindfulness of all action, all movement in the present moment with clear comprehension. So this one, the Buddha said, after you stand, when you look forward, you must be aware. When you bend, you stretch, you turn, you must be aware. When you blink your eye, you must be aware. But the Buddha never say in the sutta, blink the eye. That one is, I add in. Then after that, he said, when you wear your, as a monk, when you wear your robe, you must be mindful and aware too. How you put them on. How you actually put them into proper place, tie them. Then even when you answer nature's call, he said, you must have mindfulness and awareness. Which means whatever you do in life, that's how he tells you to train yourself. The daily mindfulness is like what we do here. You maintain awareness and mindfulness of all action, all movement in the present moment of whatever you do, understand? Even when you go back to your room, if you want to take your bath, every action, every movement you aware, understand? Even when you finish your bath or answer nature's call, same how you put on your clothing or whatever, you aware. Then after that, what you do, how you prepare yourself to come out, how you walk, how you move, and how you develop all those daily activity and action. So this is the most important cultivation daily mindfulness. Without this, you cannot see. The direct seeing is not there. Because this is in the midst of life. If you don't have a very stable heedfulness, especially the mindfulness, you cannot do the four pushers. You cannot do the daily mindfulness. So that's why daily mindfulness is the real meditation. It's during this daily mindfulness you start to see how your mind functions, how the mental intention, the evil roots, the hindrance, everything that the Buddha talked about under the essential Dhamma. All this, you will see them within your form and your mind. So daily mindfulness, when you start to do, the initial wisdom will arise. The initial wisdom that allow you to understand a lot of things will arise. Then you put it into investigation, Dhamma investigation, satis, Dhamma vichaya, Dhamma investigation. This is the second factor of enlightenment. If the investigation stand up to investigation, then you know the Buddha's teaching is correct and you have a lot of joy and your faith strengthened. So this is how from there, you develop the initial wisdom to understand what is going on. Then you have faith in the Buddha. Then the essential Dhamma starts to create the, what they call momentum for you to understand the deeper Dhamma, the higher Dhamma. So this essential Dhamma is a class of Dhamma that explain to you clearly why you are deluded. And after you are deluded, how you grasp, how you cling, and how you entangle yourself, and how you suffer. That's why the three evil roots, the five aggregate of form and mind, and all this you will start to develop the higher wisdom. It is only after this that you can insight into the three characteristics of nature. You have to have the essential Dhamma and the spiritual faculty to help you understand. Then you prepare your mind to be ready. And then later, one day, when you silent, doing your daily mindfulness, all of a sudden, enlightenment in the here and now can happen. That's why after that, Kayanupassana, you are done ready. He said you can move to Vedana to understand the higher Dhamma about feeling aggregate. Then you move on to the mind, Chittanupassana, to put to test the dependent origination that the Buddha teach you, see whether it is like that or not. Then finally is the Dhammanupassana. That is the one that will make you enlightened. That's why you aware of the five hindrances, the first category of practice. Then you aware of the five aggregates of form and mind. Then you aware of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. Then you aware of the seven factors of enlightenment that can make you enlightened. Then finally, the four noble truths, three turning. So this is how the whole cultivation fulfilled and done. So you only need to be heedful, then you will be able to do it. Okay? So the other thing like bowing, Dhamma contemplation, is to supplement these practices. So the form of meditation leading to the daily mindfulness will complete the training. Okay? So that's why you sit or you walk, then you bow. Any of the posture, any of the activity, then while you transit and change with between these, you mindful. Even when you sit down, after that how you prostrate and how you pay respect, how you come out and how you arise and move. All action, all movement, you must be aware. If you can do this, then you can meditate. Understand? Then your sati or mindfulness will stabilize. Heedfulness will be there, then you are destined for enlightenment. Okay? So with that, you can start your meditation exactly 7 o'clock. Okay? So now you start. If you want to off the light, you can off the light. Then 8 o'clock, I will come back and ring the bell.